The mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin, is warning that his city may be forced to file for bankruptcy soon. In a letter he sent to Governor Dana Malloy and state lawmakers on Thursday, he said that Hartford will run out of money in about 60 days if the state fails to approve a new budget. Connecticut has been without a budget since July 1st, and Malloy is in charge of state spending under limited executive authority. WSHU's Ebong Odama has more.
Hartford Mayor Bronin is urging Governor Malloy and state lawmakers to not only hurry up and get a budget deal, but also to include in the deal better compensation to cities for the loss of property taxes from state-owned facilities and other tax-exempt institutions. He says this is one of a number of steps that would help Hartford become solvent.
We're asking for the state to, at a minimum, fully fund the payments in lieu of taxes formula that's been on state books for many, many years, but has been dramatically underfunded. And it's worth noting that that formula, which has been underfunded, would still disadvantage Hartford if fully funded because it treats state property less favorably than it treats colleges and hospitals. And as you know, the capital city has a large concentration of state property.
In the meantime, Governor Malloy has come up with a new budget plan that he says would restore some state aid to cities and towns that he had slashed in a previous proposal. Legislative leaders say they'll wait to see all the details. House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz has said he'll schedule a budget vote for next Thursday, September 14th. Ebong Udama, WSH News.